And so very briefly to some of your feedback, a reminder that you can follow us on Twitter at RNLifeMatters and the hashtag is #ABCRN, another way to get feedback to us now. Our talkback topic last week, whose news do you choose? My gosh, did that go off. Here are some of your calls.
This is James from Rockingham, Western Australia. I think it's unfair to blame journos. Editors set the jobs, they set the priorities, they make the headlines, and I think they've contributed as much to a loss of real news being replaced by opinion pieces. Thank you. Bye.
Hi. I think Australian media could carry more complexity and lift its game in terms of a world standard. I think Radio National does a fantastic job of providing stories, for example, on Rear Vision that have a lot of depth and history. But the current media on the news and in the papers tends to be very superficial and very insular. For example, with Julia Gillard, why do we need to know about Bob Carr and when his appointment was made or when it was discussed? Why not discuss what he would do as foreign minister? Why not discuss his aims for policy? Why not do a report on how Julia Gillard is a woman prime minister and how she's viewed by other world leaders or how she compares to other female prime ministers? That's the sort of thing that Australian media could provide to its auditors, if you will. That's, to me, really missing. Thank you.
Hello, it's Georgina Gartland. I have some grave concerns. Sometimes I often feel like it's about media groups or stations just trying to get a scoop. It seems to be focusing on the negative. You don't get much follow-through on the importance of the story that is to be reported. For example, last night's meeting with Alistair Nicholson, Ian Viner, Frank Vincent, Nicole Watson, and just what they had to say about their grave concerns of the racist policies we're about to legislate under the Stronger Futures legislation. You know, nobody seems to be concerned with that story or continuing on with the importance of that story. It's not just about a scoop, it's about really allowing the public to listen to the story and to learn from the story. Thank you.
And we got this on our website from Janet. In fact, we got many, many comments on our website. It's well worth a read, actually. Janet writes, I find most mass media overly sensational. The people that get the most comment are the ones making the most noise or irritation. Too much weight is given to conflict in news. The people in media think this is what sells. You just have to be part of a charity for a while to see how hard it is to get any kind of good news story into any media. Impossible. As soon as there is a story with some kind of disagreeable conflict, it will get some exposure. No wonder people in the modern world are depressed. It's too hard to get any kind of news that expresses what is working in society. I think this is a big problem that will get worse. And Alex sent us this via email. It's ironic that you today featured a segment on whether the traditional media is fair and biased. I've never heard a more blatant example of advocacy journalism than which is presented every day on Radio National. Nearly every story is presented in a one-sided manner and drips with your own opinion and biases. Before you worry about the traditional media, I suggest you perform a self-examination. So there you go. All sorts of feedback came in and keep the conversation going. Now, we got a call in response to yesterday's interview with National Secretary of the Australian Workers Union, Paul Howes, who was telling us about his personal story of looking for his birth mother. It was a real challenge for him. And here's one of your calls.
Hello, this is Robin from Canberra. And I went through the legal process with a very old friend of mine who had her baby stolen at birth. And I just think that it's a bit of a misnomer to call it a forced adoption. She went into hospital. She had mentioned adoption once and gone no further. She had her baby. She left the hospital without the baby. So to take a baby illegally, in any way of looking at it, has to be kidnapping. She did not sign papers at the time. She didn't agree to anything. And the baby was just taken at birth. So I'd just like to correct that terminology. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you, Robin. Much appreciated. You can ring us anytime on 02-833-1430. That's 02-833-1430. Or add your comments to any of the stories that you hear. Just head to our website, abc.net.au/radionational/lifematters. Coming up, we're heading to the veggie patch.